This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Gillian Coldsnow. Black bears have awakened from their winter hibernation, and state wildlife officials are warning residents to keep them out of household garbage. Colorado parks and wildlife officials recently announced grants of up to $500,000 for local governments, other groups, and individuals who want to reduce conflicts with bears. The money can be used for bear-proof garbage cans or other projects to keep bears out of areas where humans live. There are as many as 20,000 black bears in the state. Colorado records about 4,000 conflicts with people each year. Democratic Party officials meet virtually today for their statewide convention. But as CPR's Megan Verlee reports, most of the actual selection of candidates has already happened.
Party gatherings are one way candidates can make the primary ballot. But there's only one statewide race this year, an at-large CU Regent seat. Instead, it was the congressional district assemblies where most of the candidate selection happened. None of Colorado's current Democratic Congress members are facing a primary, but there will be three Democrats on the ballot in eastern Colorado's 4th District and two in the 5th District in Colorado Springs. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
It just got a lot more expensive to drill for oil and gas on a large swath of federally managed public land in Colorado and other states. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation finalized a landmark rule last week that increases the royalty rate oil and gas companies have to pay by one-third. This is CPR News and KRCC.